LA residents now have a new way to get warnings about earthquakes. The city is rolling out a new smartphone app called Shake Alert LA. It's believed to be the first app of its kind in the U.S. and is now available for both Apple and Android phones. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Scott Brandenburg more about this. He's a professor and associate dean in the School of Engineering at UCLA.
Tell me about this this new app that is, I guess, officially being unveiled today, although it's been available sort of on a soft launch for a couple of days now. What is the ultimate goal here?
Right. The app is called Shake Alert LA, and the goal is to give people a little bit of a warning before earthquake shaking starts.
How much warning are we talking about?
Well, the warning could range from 0 seconds to potentially over a minute, and it all depends on really how far away the earthquake is from where a person is before the shaking starts. So the earthquake warning, the early warning system, is not a predictor of earthquakes. Rather, it detects the shaking once it's already started at a faraway location and then can notify people before those waves arrive and start shaking.
How exactly does that work?
Well, there are sensors on the ground surface that start to detect shaking, hundreds or thousands of these throughout California. And so once those sensors start to move, they record the motion, and there are algorithms that can figure out just how big the earthquake is and whether a warning is merited from this particular event. The target is to give a warning for earthquakes that are larger than magnitude 5.
So does the app then tie into those sensors in some way?
That's right. The app uses data from those sensors, and there's some algorithms behind the scene that decide whether to disseminate the warning to the people before the earthquake starts. So this is really the most effective for large magnitude earthquakes that occur pretty far away. And there are examples of these sorts of events that have happened throughout the world. There was one in Mexico City in 1985 that actually the earthquake initiated about 350 kilometers from Mexico City. So that gives, you know, potentially minutes of warning. Now, here in Los Angeles, we do have a large fault, the San Andreas. It varies in distance from population centers. Some people live pretty close to it. Some people live further away. So the amount of notice will depend on how far away we are from that fault. But, of course, we also have smaller faults. There's faults like the one that caused the Northridge earthquake in 1994 or the San Fernando earthquake in 1971. Those are located right in the population centers, and so there wouldn't really be much warning for those kind of earthquakes just because they're happening so close to where the people live. So the shaking would be the warning for a lot of earthquakes.
Is there sort of a critical mass of people who need to download and have this app for it to really be effective?
Well, I think the more people who download it, the better it's going to be. Not everybody has a smartphone, you know, so that's one issue. Maybe some people won't be able to download the app. But I think if there is a critical mass, like you mentioned, you know, people who maybe don't have a smartphone or don't have the app may be within speaking distance of people who do, so the information can disseminate that way. One thing that does concern me is the way that people respond to this information. So it's important to have a plan in place for how to behave once you receive this warning. And the app does have some nice tools in place to help you develop this plan. So the right line of action is drop, cover, and hold on. That's where you drop to the ground. If you can get under a table, you should do that, and then you hold on until the shaking stops. I have a concern that people will get this warning and maybe start running and try and get out of a building, and that would be the wrong thing. People may put themselves at risk because of that. Of course, they may start doing that when shaking starts anyway, so that may be not necessarily an early warning issue. So I think it's really important, you know, an important aspect of the app is this planning tool that goes along with the warning so that people know what they're supposed to be doing.
How confident are you that the app will be accurate, both in terms of warning about actual earthquakes and also not producing false alarms?
I think that there may be both things that happen. There may be false alarms. There may be missed warnings. I think that people need to sort of temper their expectations about what this app is going to be able to achieve. The other thing I'll say, too, is that I think that the city of LA has implemented quite a few initiatives that may have more impact on improving seismic resilience than this early warning system, although the early warning system is great, and I'm excited for the app. But LA, for example, has implemented retrofit ordinances for soft story buildings and non-ductile concrete buildings. Those ordinances have potential to save a lot of lives. We've also begun replacing brittle water pipes with one that can accommodate some deformation without rupturing. More work needs to be done there to secure our water supply. And this really goes beyond the city of Los Angeles, too. Caltrans has retrofitted a huge number of their bridges. Hospitals and schools have been retrofitted or at least evaluated for the need for retrofit. The earthquake early warning system will tell us when the shaking's coming, but it won't reduce damage to our buildings, bridges, water supply, all of our critical infrastructure. So we all need to work together to make sure that those things are ready to mitigate the damage.
Scott Brandenburg is a professor and associate dean in the School of Engineering at UCLA.